And a very pleasant good morning from Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery High School. I'm Rob Weaver. My intern here, Nico Minix, alongside as we have for you the Fort Recovery High School Honors Program for today. Many of the seniors will be recognized here this morning. Our program is brought to you on the radio by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, quality building materials at Fort Recovery Lumber, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery. For all of your insurance needs, it's Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. By the St. Henry Bank, always supporting the Fort Recovery area events, the St. Henry Bank. Calp Pharmacy, that's, again, Jerry and Lori Calp and their crew at Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Steve Vore and his excellent staff at Vore's Welding and Steel just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland dealer, located just at the south edge of Fort Recovery on Route 49, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Mercer Savings Bank in downtown Fort Recovery. They have many locations, but the Mercer Savings Bank is their best location, of course. Adrian Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. Again, Adrian Gruby, proud to be a sponsor of this Senior Honors Program. Mercer County Electric, for all of your electrical needs, depend on your friends at Mercer County Electric. Whether it's residential, industrial, or on the farm, count on Mercer County Electric. Also by the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist, and he is accepting new patients. By Park National Bank, with many area locations, including downtown Fort Recovery, Park National Bank. And by Brockman Furniture, a long, long time Fort Recovery business. Brockman Furniture, once again located here in downtown Fort Recovery. Those are the sponsors of our honors program, which will begin here shortly. I think high school principal Tony Staw will be starting things out. Seniors have yet to arrive. They'll be coming in soon. Many of the students are now here, as they are sitting in the stands to observe the honors recognition here this morning. Something a little bit different this year, and I don't know if they're planning on continuing this on this schedule, but again, we're proud to be able to bring you the broadcast for those of you who cannot be in attendance in person. Once again, our sponsors of our honors program, Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, the St. Henry Bank, Calp Pharmacy, Cooper Farms, Vore's Welding and Steel, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Mercer Savings Bank, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Mercer County Electric, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Park National Bank, and Brockman Furniture. The band is here. I don't know what all they're going to be doing, but the band is here as well under the direction of Mr. Reed Knuth. They do a very nice job as well. I've got a hunch you might be hearing the Fort Recovery fight song here today as a part of the program. So band members, looks to be about 20 of them down there. Many of the staff members are also here already waiting for the students to arrive. They will be having their, we understand they will be having their graduation practice ceremony right after the honors program. And, of course, the graduation is coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll also be here on Sunday to bring you the graduation exercises. Reminder that tomorrow night we'll be at Blackford High School over in Hartford City to bring you their graduation. That broadcast with Ed Thurman will be on the air shortly before 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Blackford students are graduating outdoors tomorrow night at their football field, and it looks like the weatherman is going to cooperate for that. And I think the weatherman's going to cooperate, it looks like, for Sunday for all those graduation parties and outside events that will be happening on Sunday for these Fort Recovery students and for the Blackford students as well. Just highlighting some of the awards we're going to be hearing about here. Mr. Niekamp's going to be presenting the OHSAA Scholar Athlete Award and the OHSAA Archie Griffin Sportsmanship Award, plus the Big P Awards, named in honor of Paul Stogler. Mr. Blockberger will be giving the Health Award and Physical Education Award. Mr. Bruns will be giving the Algebra and Geometry Awards. Mr. Osterlo, maybe Mr. Osterlo is giving the geometry. He's also giving, Mrs. Osterlo, giving the geometry, college algebra, trigonometry, and calculus awards. Mrs. Sweeterman will be giving the biology, human physiology, and the anatomy and physiology awards. Mrs. Armstrong, the chemistry, physics, AP chemistry, and Bosch and Lomb award. The Bosch and Lomb is always a really special science award that's passed out each year. In the social studies area, Mr. Evers will be giving the American history, psychology, and sociology and current events awards. Mr. Bassey, is it? He'll be giving the world and civics awards, government economics, AP U.S. government and politics award. Mrs. Kaiser will be giving out the Americanism test award. In the English and, again, foreign language awards, those will be presented by Mrs. Slater, Spanish, four Spanish awards there. Mrs. Obringer will give out English composition and English 10. Mrs. Layfeld will give out technical English 12. Mrs. Luthman will give out English 9 and career exploration. In the form of arts, Mrs. Horseman will be giving out school publications awards, studio art, ceramics, 2D art. And Mr. Knuth will give out the band awards. Mr. Kearns will be giving out the business awards in the program here today. There'll be some outstanding service awards that will be passed out. Several students who have logged a significant number of hours this year of community service will be recognized. The Scholastic Bowl team will be also recognized here today. Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is giving out a special award. Also, the Carson Scholar Award will be passed out. The Franklin B. Walter Award will be given out. Also, Tony Stahl will be giving out Academic Booster Club students with a 3.5 and higher award. And there are a lot of those students. Tony Stahl, again, the principal here now at Fort Recovery. And that'll pretty much wrap up the awards that'll be given out here today on Honors Day 2021. Don't want to rush things along too quickly. 2021 High School Awards Program being presented here today. So again, Mr. Stahl will be your first presenter, and he is just about set to go. Seniors are standing by just outside the doors here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. They had a nice event this morning. They had a senior parade. The seniors paraded all around the high school, and the students came out. The underclassmen came out from inside the building and came out to greet the seniors as they came by. So I think we're about set to go here momentarily. Don't know exactly what the agenda is going to be. Sounds like the band's tuning up for their part in this. Once again, you're listening to the broadcast, the live broadcast of the Fort Recovery Honors Day for the high school here on PG-14, J Country 101. Mr. Knuth has the band fired up. Let's listen up. Seniors are wearing their caps and gowns today. It's a nice touch for honors program. Again, the first voice you'll hear from the podium will be Mr. Stahl, Tony Stahl, the principal here at Fort Recovery High School. Cheryl Winning from the high school office helping to coordinate this program. So we should be starting momentarily, making an adjustment to the microphone, I see. Again, mainly just high school students here today to see this program. You are listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Again, our sponsors today, Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery Lumber, Fort Recovery Insurance, the St. Henry Bank, Calp Pharmacy, Cooper Farms, Vohr's Welding and Steel, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Mercer Savings Bank, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Mercer County Electric, Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna, Park National Bank, and Brockman Furniture.
I was a little subdued here today. Underclassmen, how are you guys feeling this morning? Everybody good? All right. Hey, we're going to go ahead and start the high school award ceremony. All right. So obviously, this is a little different than our normal banquet style. All right. But that is just kind of par for the course for this school year. And we're going to adjust and adapt like we've been doing the entire year. So I appreciate your flexibility and understanding of this format for this year. We're going to present several awards this morning to a variety of students. You know, these awards range from athletic excellence to academic achievement. The students awarded this morning exemplify the three values of own it, passion to grow, and power of the tribe in all their endeavors here at Fort Recovery High School. They continually strive to get a little bit better each day, and their work and accomplishments are to be commended. To our seniors, your efforts here over the past 4 years will hopefully soon be realized as you start your careers or get accepted to the college of your choice. And underclassmen, take note. The students and awards that you see here today as a reminder or goal to strive towards as you guys continue with your high school careers. During the ceremony, we ask that when students' names are called, you come up to the stage quickly and use the staircase on my left right here and come up and receive your award and then exit down the right side back to your seat. All right, so kind of logistically, that's how it's going to work. And then staff members over here to my left, you guys just make sure you're following along with the program and come on upstage a little bit ahead of time so we can keep things moving here this morning. All right. With that, I would like to introduce our first presenter, which is myself. All right. It's supposed to be for Mr. DeCamp. Thank you. Thank you. Homan, I appreciate almost got the standing O going. Almost. All right. So this is supposed to be Mr. Niekamp. He had a prior commitment at the middle school for the health fair this morning, okay? So I'm going to go ahead, and I have a couple awards to give out on behalf of him and the athletic department. So the first award that I will be presenting is the OHSAA Scholar Athlete. This is given to a male and female who has committed themselves to academic excellence while participating in interscholastic athletics. The guidelines for this award are you must have the highest GPA at the end of the first semester of your senior year, and you must have earned a minimum of 4 varsity letters. It is my honor and privilege to present the female OHSAA Scholar Athlete Award to Sarah Seifring. Sarah earned 4 varsity letters while maintaining a 4.0 GPA. In the male OHSAA Scholar Athlete Award goes to Derek Lochtefeld. Derek earned 4 varsity letters while maintaining a GPA of 3.77. All right, the second award that I am presenting is the Archie Griffin Sportsmanship Award. The Archie Griffin Award is presented to students who display exemplary sportsmanship, ethics, and integrity on the playing fields as well as in the classrooms. Recipients of this award have more than displayed all the characteristics of this prestigious award, and it is my honor and privilege to award the female Archie Griffin Award to Kiera Wendell. Okay, the next award that I'm giving out is the Big P Letterman's Key. The Big P Letterman Award was established in 2010 in memory of Paul Stogler, who was a tremendous supporter and a friend to many of our Fort Recovery athletes. In order to receive this award, you must meet the following criteria. Number one, you must be recognized and participate in an OHSAA sport. And you must have a combined 7 varsity letters or more in any combination of the sports. Or you must have competed in 3 sports all 4 years of high school and earn 6 varsity letters or more. It is with great pride and pleasure to present the Big P Letterman Award to the following students. Now, real quick here, there's a couple of you guys, so I'm going to say all the names. I'm going to ask that you hold your applause till the very end, and we'll get them all on stage. All right? So the Big P Letterman for this year are Ava Bupp with 7 varsity letters, 4 in swim and 3 in track. Come on up, Ava. Paige Fortkamp with 10 varsity letters, 4 in volleyball, 3 in swimming, and 3 in basketball. Brenna Homan with 7 varsity letters, 1 volleyball, 3 basketball, and 3 softball. Derek Judy with 8 varsity letters, 3 football, 4 basketball, and 1 track and field. Hannah Metzger with 7 varsity letters, 4 in cross country, and 3 in track and field. Clay Schmitz with 8 varsity letters, 4 in football, and 4 in basketball. Shelby Stammen with 8 varsity letters, 4 in golf, and 4 in swim. And Allie Vaughn, 9 varsity letters, 4 in golf, 4 in basketball, and 1 in track and field. And lastly, Kiara Wendell with 10 varsity letters, 3 in volleyball, 4 in basketball, and 3 in track and field. Please join me again in congratulating these athletes on their commendable achievements.
Hey, Clay, come over here real fast. There you go. All right, you want to get behind?
Yeah, I can go.
Doing a photo here of all these students listening to the Fort Recovery High School Honors Program.
And with
today.
That, I will turn the podium over to our next presenter, Mr. Blockberger.
All right, I have 2 awards to give out. First one goes to the top health student this year, and that student would be Carson Gruby. And the Phys Ed Award goes to Natalie Brunswick.
Once again, some of our sponsors today include Hall Brothers Incorporated and Fort Recovery Lumber Company.
Hi. Love you, miss you. I'm helping Mr. Bruins out. So his Algebra 1 top student, Ella Kramer.
Ella's a member of the band, so she had to come all the way from the backside to make it up here for the award.
Top Algebra 2 winner is Trevor Heitkamp.
Additional sponsors of our broadcast today, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, the St. Henry Bank.
Now we have Mrs. Osterloh.
Also, Kalp Pharmacy, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
You ready? The first award I have goes to one of 59 geometry students. In geometry, there are many mathematically talented students. They always have their homework completed. Freshmen, are you listening? They always have their homework completed, and they are ready to have their names randomly drawn for presenting mathematical solutions to their peers. Out of these many students with excellent work ethic, the top award for geometry goes to Chase Kaiser.
Chase is also in the band, so he's coming from all the way
Chase
on the backside.
Chase was thrilled yesterday because when they had time to work on their cumulative review in preparation for the final exam, I think about seven people turned their desk around and say, hey, we're with you, Chase. Congratulations. The next several awards are for College Credit Plus classes taught here at Fort Recovery High School. The first of these awards is for one of 32 College Credit Plus college algebra students. That class is only held during the first semester and allows students to earn 4 semester hours of college credit. It is a class that pulls together students' knowledge of algebra and geometry. The top award for college algebra goes to a very mathematically talented young lady who always came to class looking forward to whatever mathematics we were about to explore that day. In fact, I think she earned 4 100% out of 5 exams. And her name is Marissa Garkey. Congratulations, Marissa.
Again, you're listening to the Fort Recovery High School Senior Honors Day today here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
The next award is for a CC Plus trigonometry student. This class follows college algebra and is only held during second semester. It allows students to earn another 3 semester hours of college credit. It is a class that starts with students' basic knowledge of sine, cosine, and tangent that they learn in geometry, and it takes it much more in depth, preparing the students for a wide variety of fields of study once they advance onwards into other college classes beyond the walls of Fort Recovery High School. The top award goes to a young lady who just aced the final exam, a perfect score, Emma Follenkamp.
Another sponsor of our broadcast, Vohr's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery.
The last award is for a student who took CC Plus Calculus. This College Credit Plus course is a class that is held the entire year. It allows students to earn another 5 semesters of college credit. This class upholds the high expectations of the previous 2 CC Plus courses, with the students expected to possess excellent critical thinking skills, superb work ethic, and a desire to dive deeper into mathematics. Out of this select group of students, the top award goes to Hope Wendell. And our next speaker is Mrs. Schwederman.
Once again, Chloe in the band, so she had to walk a long way. Band clear at the back side of the seniors.
Okay, my next award is for human physiology. While we've gotten to a lot of intense discussions here this year, this class was great. I'm going to stay with the theme here, though, and this award goes to Chloe Greasy.
A couple of other sponsors we have in the broadcast today, Mercer Savings Bank and Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Mr. Adrian Gruby. Here comes Chloe to get her award. She's also in the band.
And my last award is for my CC Plus anatomy classes. There are two of them. There are a lot of top students in both of these classes. This award, we're going to make her come back up, is for Marissa Garkey.
Actually, I misspoke there. Chloe was just a part of the student body. Some of these students are not seniors who are receiving awards today.
Okay. Next up is Mrs. Armstrong.
Did you see my? I got your stuff.
No, my. Oh, here.
Thank you. Morning. Sophomores, this is what I look like. All right, first up, I have an award in chemistry. This student has a desire to learn. He works hard. I can always count on him to be prepared for class. And when I check his homework, he always does this. Chase Kaiser, come on up.
And again, as I said earlier, Chase is in the band. He comes all the way from the backside. Other sponsors today, Mercer County Electric, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta in Portland, Park National Bank, and Brockman Furniture in Fort Recovery.
All right, my next award is in physics. This student is responsible, has a great work ethic, willingness to help others, positive attitude, very kind. And I'm going to have a hard time letting her graduate. Congratulations, Sarah Seifring. She's going into chemical engineering. My next award is for AP Chemistry. The AP Chemistry student being honored just said this the other day. Boy, this is fun. So if a student thinks AP Chemistry is fun, then they certainly deserve an award. He works hard, catches on to what we're doing, has a positive outlook, says, "Hey, Mrs. A," every day when he comes in the door, and he gets good grades. Isaac Knapke. And then I'm also going to award the Bausch and Lomb's Honorary Science Award. It's been presented every year since 1933, not by me, but by Bausch and Lomb. They've honored outstanding junior students. Winners of this award are automatically considered for a science scholarship at the University of Rochester. They're chosen based on academic excellence and completion of science courses, the rigor of those courses, and the promise in science study. So this year, the award goes to Emma Follenkamp.
Very prestigious science award, Bausch and Lomb. Emma's also a member of that Fort Recovery band, walking all the way from the back to get her award.
It'll come sometime in the summer.
Next up is my friend, Mr. Evers.
Here comes Brad Evers to the podium.
Okay, the American History Award. I'm also going to give you two tickets for today because I didn't have a lot to say. But the first kid for the American History Award, I want to thank him for putting pause for his game and being here today. And that would be Carson Gruby. Carson, thanks for pausing your game. Show me a shirt. I want you to show that. My next award is the Psychology Award, and that goes to Emerson Guggenbiller. She was the best meditator. Clay was pretty good, too. My Sociology Award goes to Chloe Greasy.
And Chloe, one of the many underclassmen getting awards here today also.
And my last award is for current events, and this young man actually gave us a tour of Fort Recovery yesterday. I think it's kind of in his blood through his family, great aunts and grandma and all that. Mr. Isaac Lefevre. Thank you. Thank you. And the next presenter would be Mr. Vasey.
All right, I'm going to keep this pretty short and sweet because I've got a speech coming up later here, so I'll talk more then. But for my World and Civic Studies Awards, I had a tie. First, Sarah Seifring. And second was Shelby Stahman. For government and economics, she did a great job all year, especially closing out with our mock trial. Even though she didn't win, I think the jury might have fixed it a bit. Elizabeth Alec. And finally, for AP Government and Politics, the student worked hard all year, culminating with the exam. We don't know results yet, but I'm confident she did well. Elena Laux.
Again, that was Mr. Vasey giving out those awards.
Mrs. Kaiser is up next.
Good morning. Each year on Election Day, all the FRHS sophomores, juniors, and seniors take the Americanism and Government test. This test is sponsored by our local American Legion Post 345 and a $1 award, and we're recognized at the county banquet. After I present the awards, I would like for these six winning students to come over here for a picture so we can send it to the Legion. The grade 10 winners are Paul Holman and Elizabeth Allig. The grade 11 winners are Marcus Garkey and Faith Wiegant.
Marcus, Mr. Hot Cooking.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
I know. Maybe Tony's going to go get him, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Flipping hamburgers.
And the grade 12 winners are Dylan Langenkamp and Sarah Seifring. I wanted to also say that Paul Holman was a county winner, and so was Sarah Seifring, so they both won an additional $50. One more thing. One more thing. I need the following students to just stand right where they're at. Kayla Beavers, Isaac Kanapke, Bethany Deuce, and Olivia Hawk. These four students were selected to attend Buckeye Boys and Girls State this summer. The American Legion Post and Auxiliary wants to congratulate you for that honor. Congratulations.
I got him, sorry. After you is Obringer.
Hola. Spanish 1 student, she's kind of quiet, but she always has a perfect score on everything that I give her, is Megan Evers.
And you're listening to the Fort Recovery High School Honors Program today to conclude the 2021 year. Towards the end, anyway.
Next up, Spanish 2. This student just has a natural interest in the language and the culture. She usually knows the song before I even introduce it, is Ava Shane. Spanish 3, this student just has worked really hard this year, and it has shown, and I'm still trying to talk her into Spanish 4, Ashlyn Dilworth. Okay, Spanish 4, I grow pretty attached to my Spanish 4 girls, she just has a natural gift for the language. She does so well with it, and she did really well in our debates in class, is Caitlin Weigel. Next up is Mrs. Obringer.
The first award I'm going to give is for English 10. This award goes to somebody I just found out has been called Mighty Mouse. I think Boehner. Can't set off a airbag sensor because she's too small. So my English 10 award goes to Elena Laux. My next award is for my senior English composition class. These students are getting 3 credit hours of college-level English, and this award goes to Derek Lochtefeld. Last award is another senior English class. These kids are getting 6 credit hours of English in college for composition and literature. This award goes to Shelby Stahman. Next up is Mrs. Layfield.
Okay, our first award is for a Technical English 12. While a majority of you are going to be going off to college, these young men and women are going to be going into the workforce and sitting pretty and doing whatever they do on the weekends that I've heard so much about. So as you guys are out there working, just remember to come back to me and I'll help you out with anything that you need. So you guys have, regardless of what you guys have done, you still are very much a part of my life. So I want to do whatever I can to help you out. So my recipient goes to the odd man out. This is Olivia Laux.
One of the seniors, Olivia Laux, receiving this award from Mrs. Layfield.
The next award goes to my English 11 students. This person definitely would make sure they would come in for every single essay that was ever out there and kind of get some additional help and just talk about what was going on with the daily process. So this goes to Grace Guggenbiller. The next speaker is Mrs. Luthman.
Okay, my first award is for English 9. This student had the coolest project I've ever seen in the multi-genre projects this fall. This one goes to Tegan Fortcamp. Okay, my other award is for the Career Exploration class. This award goes to Ashlyn Dilworth. Up next is Mrs. Horseman.
Okay, so the first award today that we're going to give out is for the school publications class, and every year somehow we kind of just put people in these positions that work really hard and go out of their way to do more than is ever expected, and so we can never pick or choose between the two of them, but the two winners of the school publications is Paige Benn and Alyssa Heinrichs. Alright, so the first art award that is going to be passed out is for studio art, and This student, when she was creating her art, honestly did not care about what kind of grade she got because she went above and beyond what was ever asked of her and did some really awesome artwork this year. So this award goes to Tegan Fortkamp for studio art. This next award goes to, this is for ceramics, and this is to a student who just, project after project, she produced really great artwork, and this award goes to McKenna Louts. The last award that I'm giving today is for 2D art, and this is another student that it seems like the top students just really, they go above and beyond what the project is asked of them, and they're creating the work for themselves, not just for the grade. And this person embodies that. This is Caitlin Weigel. The next speaker is Mr. Knuth.
Hi, everybody. My top band student is my longest running section leader all 4 years of high school, and took us to state 3 times the past 4 years. That's Autumn Burke. And for music, movies, and more, I know I pushed you guys a lot this year. But her responses were always witty, and she always turned her homework in. And I always look forward to reading her opinion on everything we did. Shelby Stallman. All right, our next speaker is Mr. Kearns.
Guys made it. All right, my first award, this is my Accounting 1 award, top student for this year, Nicole Brunswick. All right, up next is web design. Top student this year, Aiden Gruby. All right, next up is CC Plus Computer Apps. Top student, Carson Gruby. And last awards for personal finance, this goes to McKenna Ellenberger. Up next, Mr. Stahl.
All right, I have the distinguished privilege here to give out the Outstanding Service Award. The following students have logged a significant number of hours this year and have wrote a brief essay on why they should be recognized. We would like to thank them for their contributions, but please hold your applause until they are all announced. So students, if you win the Outstanding Service Award, I'm going to say all the names. There's four of you. Come on up, get your award, and then stand right over here for a picture. All right? So the honorable mention for the Outstanding Service Award this year is Emma Collig. The bronze winner this year was Elena Laux. This award for Fort Recovery High School was Elizabeth Allen. Let's give one more big round of applause for all of our Outstanding Service Award winners. All right, I would now like for Mr. Knuth to come back on stage for the Scholastic Bowl Awards.
All right, I'm going to start with the JV Scholastic team. Please hold your applause till I get through all of them. We have Alex Engelhart, Paul Homan, Megan Kanapke, Elena Laux, and Isaac Lefevre.
Once again, you're listening to the Fort Recovery High School Honors Program today. Mr. Reed Knuth giving out the Scholastic Bowl Team Awards here.
All right, and real quick before I read the varsity, I just wanted to highlight a couple of things from, like, especially the seniors who are graduating and the juniors, because they would have been freshmen. We went to nationals a couple years ago, first place in the MAC a couple years ago in the tournament, and then this year we won the league. So I'm really proud of the juniors and seniors on our varsity team. All right, and the varsity team was Aiden Gruby, Luke Keller, Dylan Langenkamp, Emily Merrill, Caitlin Weigel, Emma Fullenkamp, Olivia Hawk, Hannah Weigel, Jason Wendell, and that's all of them. Emma, Olivia, and Jason, you guys get letters. And everybody else gets.
Thank you, Mr. Knuth. The next award is presented by the Academic Booster Club. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club, in their mission to encourage and assist FRHS students to achieve their maximum potential, has established a scholarship for current FRHS seniors who want to further their education. In recognition of students who have risen above the level of their abilities, overcome obstacles, persevered, and truly achieved to the best of their abilities. Rather than strictly a student whose grades are outstanding, we wish to select the student whose effort and determination helped him or her achieve beyond what you would expect of that student. This year's $500 winner is Kiara Wendell. Okay, the next two awards, these students have already received their different awards and recognition either at a banquet or have been notified of these earlier in the school year. So we're not going to have those students come up, but if those two students could stand. So the first one is the Carson Scholar Award. The teachers nominated three outstanding sophomore students each year for the Carson Scholarship. In order to be considered, students must be a good role model, 7'5" or... Thank you, Elena. The next award is the Franklin B. Walter Award. The Franklin B. Walter Award is very prestigious because only one student from each school is selected and honored at the county banquet for their academic and extracurricular achievements. This banquet is unique in not only recognizing six deserving seniors, but also teachers who have made a positive impact in their students' lives. Mrs. Schlater was her teacher of influence to speak at the banquet this year. This year's recipient is Anna Wendell. Okay, and getting to the last of the awards here, we have the Academic Booster Club students with a 3.5 GPA or above that are receiving their first year letter. So again, these are the Academic Booster Club students with a 3.5 GPA or higher that are receiving their first year letter. So these students, there's quite a long list, all right? So make sure you listen for your name, and rather than coming onto the stage, you're just going to come right in front, all right? So just meet Mrs. Wenning right down here. Get your award, and then head right to the front of the stage, all right, for a picture. The first-year letter winners, and again, hold your applause. Let me get through the names, and we'll all applause at the end here. First-year letter winners for the Academic Booster Club, students with a 3.5 GPA or above, Matt Bruns, Michaela Kaffenberger, Abigail Lauber, Elizabeth Allig, Danielle Braun, Lydia Brunswick, Audra Bupp, Megan Diller, Alex Englehart, Ethan Evers, Allison Fullenkamp, Maddie Guggenbiller, Jacob Harkey, Jacob Heitkamp, Paul Homan, Mackenzie Kaffenberger, Chase Kaiser, Grace Klingshern, Parker Klingshern, Abigail Kanapke, Megan Kanapke, Elena Laux, Isaac Lefevre, Derek Lennertz, Megan Metzger, Miranda Metzger, Sophie Pearson, Ava Shane, Carson Seifring, Amy Stammen, Bo Tin, Isaac Timmerman, Caitlin Weitzel, Alexis Wendell, Lindsay Wendell, Faith Wendell, Elena Will, and Taylor Will. Let's have a big round of applause for our first year letter winners. Hey, keep going. Keep going. Oh, hey, go sit down.
Again, this is the Fort Recovery High School Senior Honors, well, not only seniors, but underclassmen too. Fort Recovery High School Honor Program today here on the radio.
Thank you, students. The next set of awards is, again, an Academic Booster Club Award for students with a 3.5 GPA or above. However, these students are receiving their second-year pin and the Lamp of Knowledge for their... Till the end, students, if you could line up here just like those guys did, and we're probably going to head right up into there for a photo just like they did. So the second-year pin students and receivers of the Lamp of Knowledge are Ryan Post, A.J. Romer, Kiara Wendell, Paige Bin, Miley Briner, Jalen Bruns, Macy Brunswick, Ashlyn Dilworth, Ben Dews, Bethany Dews, McKenna Ellenberger, Caleb Evers, Abby Francis, Emma Fullenkamp, Marcus Garkey, Marissa Garkey, Chloe Greasy, Faith Gruby, Grace Guggenbiller, Kim Hart, Olivia Hawk, Alyssa Heinrichs, Bruce Heitkamp, Emma Collig, Aubrey Kanapke, Henry Kanapke, Isaac Kanapke, Madeline Kanapke, Melissa Laux, Lily Luthold, Summer Lofton, Cole Mullenkamp, Aiden Odell, Whitley Rammel, Devin Shane Lyon, Macy Shinneberry, Chloe Sutton, Faith Wiegant, Hannah Weigel, and Ben Wellman. Let's please give a round of applause for your second year award winners. Okay, thank you, students. And now for the Academic Booster Club Award for three-year pins and the receivers of an academic pin for their Letterman jacket. Again, hold your applause till the end. Students, come up here, receive your award, and then head on over, and Mrs. Horseman will take your photo over here off to my right. So the three-year pin winners and receiving an academic pin for their Letterman jacket are Jacob Bechtel, Megan Bergman, Nicole Brunswick, Ava Bupp, Autumn Burt, Kira Clark, Kendra Dews, Dylan Evers, Elena Evers, Paige Fortkamp, Trisha Garkey, Russell Gale, Aiden Gruby, Emmy Guggenbiller, Maria Hardings, Brenna Homan, Brittany Klinke, Dylan Langenkamp, Derek Lochtefeld, Hannah Metzger, Kendra Metzger, Sarah Seifring, Shelby Stammen, Megan Sutter, Allie Vaughn, Caitlin Weigel, Anna Wendell, and Hope Wendell. Let's have a big round of applause for your three-year award winners.
Basically, that's the awards program, except we're going to have an address from Mr. Vasey to the seniors. We'll stay here with that and see how that is.
All right, students, if we could have one more big round of applause for all award winners here today. Nice job, students. Okay. Now, that concludes the official portion of the high school award ceremony. However, now we're going to kind of transition into a very special part, and really it's been done, but never really in this format, is my understanding, or in this type of environment after the, I don't know, Mr. Vasey's smiling over here. We're kind of going through this new together. So with that being said, though, we have a teacher that has been kind of selected by the senior class that is going to kind of give you guys a little bit of a send-off message here. So without, you know, much further ado, let's give a big round of applause for Mr. Vasey.
Don't look too close at the pictures yet. All right, give me a minute here for my speech. So, good morning, and congratulations, class of 2021, on reaching your final day at Fort Recovery High School. You should all be very proud to have made it to this point, especially given the circumstances to begin the school year. I realize most of you were probably expecting Mr. Buns based on polls from our class vote, but the strangest thing happened. The day after I tallied the vote for your farewell speaker, I went to tally them and noticed that around 3 a.m. there was a massive batch of votes that came in for me, and I have the graph to prove it. If you look over there, I got proof. All right, that's not the case. It's not the case, but you can rest assured the election wasn't fixed. Mr. Bruns simply couldn't be here today. I do know that he was honored to be selected by you all, and he wanted me to share the following with you. Whether you're going to the workforce, military, or attending college, hard work is a must. Surround yourself with people that have a positive outlook in life. Life is filled with peaks and valleys. When you're having a bad day, give a call to that special someone that has the ability to lift your spirits. Manage your time wisely. Do not pull all-nighters. I did that as a freshman in college, and it resulted in receiving a D on my research paper. After I got sufficient rest, I read my paper, and it made very little sense. I was thinking about thanking my instructor for that D, because that might have been the worst paper I've ever written. The bottom line is that I learned my lesson from procrastinating. After that experience, I made it a point to attend the library from 6 to 8 on a daily basis. Find a way to relieve stress. Go to the weight room, take a walk to get your mind right. The workplace or attending college can be very stressful. Learn from your peers. In my 25 years at FRHS, I've worked with many knowledgeable administrators and teachers. I've learned something from every one of them. Don't hesitate to ask questions. Your supervisor at work would appreciate the fact that you want to do a good job. At college, don't be afraid to visit your professors during office hours. Most colleges provide free tutoring services. Take advantage of that. I found it helpful to meet with my peers as a study group. Finally, give back to the community. Help a neighbor. Someday you might need some help. I echo all of what Mr. Brun said there, and I have a few pieces of advice of my own. Now, I know that the last time Mr. Kearns gave this farewell address, he gave some great advice about some interesting hair choices he made when he was younger. So I'm going to attempt to do the same here. As you may or may not have noticed, I have a bit more hair than the rest of our male faculty here at Fort Recovery High School, of our faculty here. I've kept it pretty long since I was in high school. These guys were my inspiration. That's A.J. Hawk, Bobby Carpenter, Anthony Schlegel. When they did it, it was my senior year, so I kept it pretty long ever since then. Well, there was a time in the not-so-distant past that it was long enough that I could have had a mullet that would have put Luke Keller to shame. And there it is. Give it a second. It's pretty long. All right, so for whatever reason, about 5 years ago, I decided I was really going to let the flow grow. But as it was getting longer and longer, I started to wonder, what is my end game here? I remembered that I had a friend that decided he was going to donate his less impressive flow to be made for wigs, and I thought to myself that I could do that. The cause was a good one. The wigs would be provided at no cost to kids that had lost their hair going through cancer treatment or medical issues. If I was going to go this route, though, it had to be long, which meant I had to be committed. Well, I decided that the challenge which was on, which leads me to my first piece of advice for you all. Set goals in your life and learn to laugh at yourself. Goal setting, regardless of how small, gives you purpose and it helps keep you motivated. Don't be deterred if your progress isn't what you hope at various points in your life. Keep your goals in mind and adjust your strategies as needed. And learn to laugh at yourself. I look back at those pictures and I think about the truck driver that I worked with at the time. It did get a little bit ridiculous towards the end there. Second lesson from the story is to be generous. Whether it's with your hair, your time, or your money, give back in some form or fashion, however you're able. In my short time here, I've seen on numerous occasions that generosity is a strength of this community. I'm always amazed when Mrs. Kaiser comes into my classes to discuss scholarship opportunities with you seniors. I know I've told you this already, but that's very unique. I'm certain there are far larger, higher-ranked school districts whose communities don't provide near the amount of scholarship opportunities to their graduates. Carry that spirit of generosity with you, whether you stay in Fort Recovery or end up somewhere else. Now I've just got a few rapid-fire tips that have benefited me, or I wish someone would have told me sooner. Avoid debt whenever possible, or pay it off as quickly as you can. Save your money, start an emergency fund, and then invest what you can, preferably in something safer than Dogecoin. The more you can do in the next 10 years, the more freedom you will have. Flip side of that is don't let money dominate your existence. Make a plan, set it, forget it. Focus on your relationships with friends and family. Pay attention to the little details in life and execute them. As you enter the workforce, college, or the service, people will pay attention to things like your appearance, organizational and communication skills, and punctuality, among others. Executing in these areas will set you apart from others. Get out and travel. I can't recommend it enough. They have great things to see and do in the USA or even just a neighboring state. But you'll learn a great deal and see the world from different perspectives. And if you don't enjoy a trip, you'll probably have a newfound appreciation for home. Some government teacher advice for you. Vote, and even better yet, run for office. The fact of the matter is, the system doesn't work for you guys right now. It works for older people. The average age in Congress, 59 years old. The average American citizen is about 38, all right? I believe firmly that more youth participation in government is going to benefit everybody. Learn to enjoy the moment. Be present. It sounds simple, but it's far easier said than done. And finally, don't spend too much time on TikTok. It's a spy machine disguised as a social media platform. In closing, thanks for this opportunity to speak to you all together one final time. You've all been through a lot in the last year alone. You've handled the adversity of 2020 with poise and demonstrated the ability to deal with change, which is a great sign for the future. It's been a pleasure getting to know you all over the past year or two, and I'm excited to see what you all achieve going forward. On behalf of the rest of the staff, I want to wish you all the best of luck with your future endeavors. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy your graduation weekend.
All right, hey, one more big round of applause for Mr. Vasey. That was awesome. Nice job there, Mr. Vasey. Thank you. All right, students, seniors and underclassmen, that concludes kind of the part of the day in the gymnasium. So listen up here real quick. I want to kind of go over just some real quick logistic things to help this afternoon.
So that does conclude our coverage of the Fort Recovery High School Honors Program today here on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM. Don't forget, Sunday we'll have the broadcast of the high school graduation again on Sunday starting about 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, 100.9 on your FM dial. Our broadcast today of the Fort Recovery High School Honors Program, courtesy of Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, the St. Henry Bank, Kalp Pharmacy, Cooper Farms, Boers Welding and Steel, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Mercer Savings Bank, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Adrian Gruby, Mercer County Electric, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Park National Bank, that's Park National Bank, and Brockman Furniture. So thanks so much for listening, everyone.